when you look at the data for births to unmarried women, you see that less than a quarter of the births to unmarried women are to teenagers. So teenage childbearing and out-of-wedlock childbearing are no longer synonymous. Actually, the biggest increases in unmarried births are to women in
December 5th, 2007.
Stephanie Ventura heads up the Reproductive Statistics Branch at the CDC National Center for Health Statistics. We sat down with Stephanie to talk about the latest data released on births in the U.S.
I think our biggest finding is the increase in the teen birth rate, which interrupts a 14-year period of steady declines since 1991. Well, actually, the teen birth rate itself went up 3%, and that's quite a large one-year increase. And the increase was seen for all population groups and for all age groups within the teen population. The only group that didn't experience an increase was the youngest teens, 10 to 14 years old. That group actually experienced a continued decline in their birth rate.
Now, did this increase in teen births occur across all race ethnic groups?
Well, the increase was actually seen for all race ethnic groups, but there were differences. But the largest increase was seen among black teenagers. Increases were also pretty substantial for white teenagers and American Indian teenagers.
Okay, so why the increase after all these years?
It's really too soon to say, because we have just 1 year of data showing this increase. It could be the start of a new trend, or it could be just a one-year interruption in the long-term decline. So it'll take some time before we can piece together what the factors might be.
I see there's also some big news in the report about unmarried childbearing.
Yes, unmarried childbearing has actually been on the rise since 2002. And with really quite substantial increases from year to year. And we saw the largest single-year increases in 2006 that we've seen in a long time.
And do we have any information as to why this has been happening?
Well, it's too soon to say on that one, too, because even though we have a few years of data, but one thing that we do know is that there's been a large increase in the proportion of unmarried couples who are in cohabiting relationships. And a significant portion of the births to unmarried women are to those couples. So that's one factor that we should keep in mind.
So are these two problems related, the increase in teen births and the increase in unmarried childbearing?
Not really. I think that when you look at the data for births to unmarried women, you see that less than a quarter of the births to unmarried women are to teenagers. So teenage childbearing and out-of-wedlock childbearing are no longer synonymous. Actually, the biggest increases in unmarried births are to women in their 20s. And if you just look at the women in their early 20s, about 60% of their births are to unmarried women.
Okay, anything else in the report you'd like to discuss?
I think one of the striking things in this data for 2006 is that the birth rates increased for women in all age groups, not just for teenagers. So the result of that is that what we call the lifetime fertility, or the total fertility rate, actually increased to a higher level than we've seen in 35 years. The average woman, if she has her children at the same rate that we're seeing right now, will end up with about 2.1 births over her lifetime. On the health side, we've got a number of important findings. One of them is that the cesarean delivery rate rose to another record level. It's increased about 50% just in the last decade. And more than 31% of all births were delivered by cesarean delivery in 2006.
And do we have any idea why this is happening?
There's been a lot of speculation and actually a lot of research that's ongoing about this increase. There could be changes in obstetric delivery practices and the patient characteristics and so forth, but this needs a lot more research.
Any final words?
Two other important key health measures are the percent of births that are low birth weight and the percent of births that are born preterm, that's less than 37 weeks of gestation. Both of those continue to increase in 2006, and they've been on a steady increase since back in the early 1980s. So that's troubling, because babies who are born too small or too soon are at much elevated risk of dying in the first year of life.
And why is this happening?
Well, some of it is associated with the increase in multiple births. which has been ongoing. But even when you just look at singleton births, you see that there are increases in low birth weight and preterm birth. So it's obviously the other factors that are influencing these changes.
Our thanks to Stephanie Ventura for joining us on this edition of StatCast. This has been a production of the CDC National Center for Health Statistics.